This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
This is Late Night Health. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. During the next 2 hours, we're going to be spending some time talking about everything from physical therapy for kids to taking a look at next year with Robert Clancy and figuring out where we should be, what we should do. We'll be spending some time learning about how couples together can thrive during challenging times. That and much, much more as Late Night Health begins. I'm Mark Allen along with the insane Daryl Wayne. Welcome to the show. Be sure to join us at latenighthealth.com and check us out on iTunes. We are there. We're going to go to upstate New York. We're running a little bit behind in our studio time because of traffic. Thank you, California Highway Patrol, for closing four lanes of freeway to do a little survey with 6 to 8 CHP cars. I don't understand. Pia, I apologize to you.
No apologies needed.
All right. Well, thank you. Pia, you're a physical therapist and you specialize in pediatric physical therapy. Tell us what that actually is.
I am. I am a physical therapist, and I work with a variety of children. Most of my work is with children and teenagers with cerebral palsy. So we, you know, we do typical physical therapy, and then we have a very exciting intensive therapy program for these children.
And what does that intensive program involve? Is that something that you've helped to develop?
I have. So this particular approach was developed in conjunction with Dr. Karen Pape, who has been a champion of promoting better care for children with cerebral palsy for many, many years. So the approach that I have here is very much based on some of Dr. Pape's work, and I work very closely with her. So it is a short, intensive therapy approach that the children come in here for. It's either they come in for 3 days, 5 days, or 10 days, and we work with them for several hours a day, which is different than how traditional therapy is usually provided, which is half an hour, maybe every week or every other week.
Right. And that's I've had physical therapy. I think I've had 10 sessions total, which was not enough because the prescription was for many, many months of 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. By intensive, you mean that you work with the kids to exercise and help their bodies realign?
We do. So we focus on doing a really, really thorough assessment of them. And I think the most important and the most exciting piece of what we do is we try to uncover what their best possible performance could be. It's almost more along coaching lines than it's on along traditional physical therapy lines. So we try to find out what they could possibly be doing as their best performance. And in order to do that, we have different things that we do. The very first thing we do is make sure that their bodies are in alignment, which is what any coach would do with an athlete. That usually starts with the trunk. Central body,
the core.
Yep. So many, most children with cerebral palsy have a very weak core. It's part of the presentation of cerebral palsy. So that's where we start. And once we sort of secure the core, then the children can learn much better movement patterns. So that's always where it starts.
What about people in general, I'm assuming that you've worked with adults and teenagers and everybody as you developed your specialty working with kids and adolescents. Don't most people have weak cores?
They do. They do. And I think it's definitely important to for everybody to strengthen their core or to get the support that is needed. There are so many products on the market, sports core products that help with that, and they're actually really comfortable. I used one myself, and those are the same products that we use with children and teenagers.
And that would be AlignMed?
AlignMed is our preferred product for the teenagers. There are products for young children that are developed specifically for cerebral palsy or similar issues, but there really aren't any for teenagers. So I found AlignMed and spoke to them and got some samples that I started using with the teenagers, and the change is absolutely stunning and immediate.
I have some pictures that you sent me. It's amazing. After 1 week, Daryl, take a look. This guy, this kid, and that's a couple of years ago, he was slumping over, and he's got better posture than I do right now. And that's after 1 week. I happen to have an AlignMed at home, and I need to start working on it, using it once again. Do you use it yourself?
I do use it myself when I work out, and it's very comfortable, which is why athletes use it and why we use it here with our the children and teens that we work with. So our friend Mason, he was 16 when we first met him, and as it typically goes for kids with cerebral palsy, they've had therapy all their life, and at some point they're done. They don't want it anymore. But it also is pretty typical that children start to lose function once they go through puberty. So Mason had given up. He was losing function, and he was depressed and not really willing to do very much. Mom told me that he basically fought with them all the way from Cincinnati to Rochester, New York.
People have come from all over the world to have you work with them in this intensive program.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
With anything having to do with physical therapy, because I remember, as I said, my 10 sessions, mm-hmm. You have a lot of homework to do.
Yeah.
It's not just going to have a massage or a rub down.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. No.
This is hard work.
It is hard work. And I think this is not, our program doesn't fix anybody. They don't go home and don't have to work on something. They go home with, a program and an understanding that this is just the start. But I think the biggest thing that we do here, that we can do with this program, is we can give some hope and a good plan. And that's what we hear all the time is, I'm so happy now that I have some real hope that my child will be a productive member of society, will be able to get a job, and that's, so once families and children realize what's possible, that is the motivation, and then that's when they go home and continue.
Our guest is Pia Stampa. And Pia is a physical therapist. She's originally from Denmark. Did you train in Denmark or here in the U.S.?
I trained in Denmark, in Copenhagen.
Ah, and then came here. And what kind of degrees and certifications do you have in PT? We need more PT people. That's why I asked.
We need more PT people. That's very true. I have a doctorate in physical therapy.
Oh my!
But I'm very much a hands-on person. So that's the work I love.
And in working with Mason, and it's been a couple of years. You keep in touch with Mason?
Yes, I get some periodic updates from his mother, and you know, it's absolutely the most wonderful when we see that, you know, that the children continue to make progress, and I think he has shown that it's absolutely possible. I get the little pictures and updates, and the last one was his senior pictures from high school, and he just looks so happy compared to the depressed young man that we saw 2 years ago, and he just got his dream job, and so he cuts lawns and has a job.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pia, we're going to take some time out. We'll come back and talk more about this. It's really exciting news. It's non-invasive, no pills, and
nothing.
It just takes, and it gives people hope. We're going to have some information about how to contact Pia as well during our next segment. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. This is Late Night Health. Join us at latenighthealth.com and be sure to like us at facebook.com/latenighthealthradio. We'll be back. Take it away, Daryl.
Welcome to Guide to the Soul. This is Robert Clancy. When your life's problems seem to rise and fall like the waves on a stormy ocean, let hope become your life raft and faith become your paddle. Every sea touches a calm shoreline somewhere in the world, and eventually this storm that you're going through will pass too. Never allow negative circumstances to define you. Whatever happens to you in life may be fated, and it certainly can't be changed after the fact. What you can change is how you feel about it and how you're going to let it affect you. Today is a brand new day, and as with any gift, share it with love and gratitude.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
The latest from the greatest, the best in new music by classic rockers, with your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
It is the latest from the greatest. We've had some really good conversations over the 5 years that this program has been going on with some great rock artists and some people from behind the scenes. Authors and otherwise producers. Some of those have been captured on The Latest for the Greatest, Volume 1. It's available on Amazon, or if you go to BlackstoneAudio.com, BlackstoneAudio.com, or Amazon, search for Daryl Wayne, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, W-A-Y-N-E.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and I said, Wayne Insane.
Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity. For a cash settlement, call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150, 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Hi, this is Nate Roos for RAD. Music and friends are two of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. Hey, when you know your friend shouldn't get behind the wheel, drive them home, call them a cab, or give them a rad card. Music lives, and so should you. I don't let my friends drive drunk. Do you?
Brought to you by RAD, OTS, California Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Late Night Health continues. We're talking about hope, and this is perfect for the new year. Thea was telling me that there are 750,000 people with cerebral palsy. And after a couple of years, people just tend to give up. There are no therapies. There are no techniques that people are aware of that can maintain and even restore function. Am I right about that, Thea? That your techniques, combined with the doctor, can actually restore function, bodily function?
Absolutely. It's sort of the common perception is that, you know, you can't make progress beyond a certain point, but we are clearly showing that progress, a lot of progress is possible, you know, at any time. There's not a lot of expectation for children to continue to make progress. It's basically, expectation is that for the first 4 to 7 years they make progress, and beyond that it's either plateau or decline. And so that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I think we're proving that is not, doesn't have to be that way. And what we do here is not complicated therapy. We don't have big machines. It's basically an approach that just works.
And will this work for adults as well? Have you tried it on any adults with CP?
Yes. Yep. I've had a 49-year-old gentleman who came to see me, and he also, you know, he was absolutely debilitated with pain, which is what happens over time for people with cerebral palsy. And, you know, he went home and was a lot better and had a program that he's still doing. I think it's been 3 or 4 years, and I still hear from him occasionally. So it's never too late.
Wow. That is really something else. What about other disorders, muscular disorders? Will this work for that? Has it been tried on other things, muscular dystrophy, Parkinson's, and other issues like that?
Yeah, absolutely. We are working with children too, with other neurological disorders mostly. But if you think about, like, muscle problems, muscle weakness, that also, you know, the same approach should be done, you know, creating alignment, and then that will allow people to activate their muscles and strengthen their muscles much easier. So it is an approach that would work for most things, I believe.
We're talking with Dr. Pia Stampe, the principal owner of Step by Step Pediatric Physical Therapy in Rochester, New York. That was the home of Kodak, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought that cerebral palsy was a degenerative disease. You're saying it can be stopped.
It is not. It doesn't have to be a degenerative disease. It's basically a static brain injury that happens, you know, around the time of birth or shortly thereafter, and that injury doesn't change. But the effects on the body, in terms of changes in muscle tone and weakness, is what over time causes. Orthopedic problems, for example, which then causes pain down the down the line. But, you know, if the right intervention can be done early, then you can prevent some of these issues that otherwise happen. But it has to be, you know, it has to be done, I mean, ideally right from the start.
You're from Denmark. Would this program be covered in Denmark versus a lot of insurances will not cover more than a half hour, maybe an hour of therapy a week?
Yes, it is very likely that it would. They would look very much at the effect of the intervention and see if it works. It would be very likely to be covered. I can't say for sure because I'm in the United States.
Right.
You are. You know, a lot of children with cerebral palsy get services through schools. And again, it's, you know, they will qualify for services only so far. So children with mild and moderate CP often get cut from therapy. And then they can't even get therapy through insurance.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for spending some time with us. We really appreciate it. We're talking about a natural and holistic approach to cerebral palsy and, of course, using the AlignMed product. Thank you very much. By the way, we'll have a picture and a link on our website to Pia's website, which is step-by-step pediatric. It's sbstherapycenter.com, sbstherapycenter.com. All right, Pia, thank you very much. Coming up next, it's going to be the Daryl and Mark time. We're going to talk about the new year and season's greetings. Don't go away. More coming up as Late Night Health continues.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751. Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline. So don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News. I'm James Stanley. We're just getting some more information about this officer we told you about earlier that had been shot in the Westlake District. Turns out it was a female officer shot and wounded tonight in what police are describing as an ambush attack. Shooting happened just before 10 o'clock on Whitmer Street between 7th and 8th. The officer was rushed to the hospital. Her condition at last check is stable. Police do have a suspect and a firearm in custody. Police have set up a perimeter around the area to look for other suspects who may have been involved. The investigation prompted the closure of the southbound 110 freeway at Wilshire. Traffic for a while was being diverted off at 8th Street. It has since opened back up. Firefighters were quickly able to extinguish a non-injury grease fire tonight in the kitchen at the Hometown Buffet restaurant in Panorama City on Van Nuys. The fire broke out about 9:15. The department sent out nearly 36 firefighters and doused the flames in about 10 minutes. 790 KABC SoCal weather. Overnight 52, sunny 75 Saturday. It's 57 now downtown. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. We're going to spend some time with Daryl. We've been doing this quite a bit lately, and I always enjoy it because Daryl has a different perspective often.
I don't know what you mean by that. But
I don't either.
Here we go.
Here we go. I talk about the new year and resolutions, and what are you and Sherry doing for New Year's?
I have no idea.
Oh, that's not your job?
No. Well, I mean, it's both of our jobs, but sometimes we are well asleep by the time
the ball
things
drops.
Happen. You know, we used to, you know, go to Vegas and hang out in the urine and the puke on the on the strip or you know, Fremont Street or whatever, and we stopped doing that. We've gone to a couple of parties, but generally, you know, there are people of a certain age, and they sometimes break up by about 11 or 11:30, and people head home. So we've actually watched the calendar turn over, driving home sometimes. I've watched the television, obviously, watched what is now Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve with Ryan Seacrest.
We talked about that yesterday.
Dick Clark's name is in very, very small letters this year. Eventually, they're going to have the guts to drop it entirely, but not yet.
I wonder if his company still owns it.
Oh, it's DC Productions, yeah. It's Dick Clark Productions.
Got it.
But, you know, anything...
Produced by Ryan?
Anything Ryan's involved with, if there are other people that share the spotlight, they should be worried. Kelly Ripa should be worried.
The Ryan Seacrest Morning TV Show.
You know, I got to respect the man's enthusiasm and his stick-to-itiveness.
And his work ethic.
Work ethic, yeah.
He exec produced some comedy show last year.
Yeah, and American Idol is coming back to ABC this time.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They brought it back.
He brought it back.
Yeah. Wow. Well, the, you know, Carol and I talked, and I said, hey, do you want to get together with anybody? And she said, well, do we have to go there?
And I said,
well, now you can invite people over.
I said, you can have people over. And she said, yeah, we could do that. And she said, but then they have to drive. And it's, she hates to drive on New Year's because it's, it's problematic.
Well, first of all, there are laws in the state in the U.S. that if you host a for a New Year's Eve party and people come to your house, whether they're of age or underage, and they get inebriated and they leave, you have culpability.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she's right. And she's worried about that.
Yeah. And I mean, we are the perfect guests to invite because we don't drink. But yeah. A lot of people do.
Right. I mean, we'll have.
I mean, I'm not putting people down for it. You
right.
know, I have a problem with it. Other people don't. But, you know, even one or two or three. I'm not afraid for myself. I mean, the reason I would be afraid for myself driving on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day early in the morning is other people. You know, there was an instance here in Southern California a couple of nights ago where somebody got on the freeway driving the wrong way, intoxicated, took out three or four innocent human beings, and they're no longer with us.
When I was doing some video hosting, TV hosting in South Africa, about 10 or 12, I don't even remember, we woke up one morning, and in South Africa, you drive on the other, it's like being in England,
mm-hmm.
right? So you really have to be cognizant of driving. And there was somebody from the U.S. who was vacationing, got drunk.
Didn't get the memo.
Made a right turn and should have made a left right into a four-wheeler. I mean, so, you know, when I drink, if I have a drink, I don't drive for a long time. And I limit it. I don't want to get into trouble.
If there are times where you shouldn't drink and people say, you know, don't drink tonight, and you have a problem not doing that, you probably have a problem in general with alcohol.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Someone that doesn't have a problem, if somebody says don't drink tonight, they go, oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, fine.
And that's where I'm at. I don't, you know, and I don't drink for the feeling, I drink for the taste, which is a little unusual.
In my mind, that's insane, but that's okay.
I know. It does relax me. I drink wine and some spirits, but in moderation. I don't want to kill anybody or be killed.
I drank a lifetime's worth. I just did it in a shorter period of time.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, and you're 33?
32.
32. 30 years. Well, that's
30 plus. Yeah.
Wow, that's. Did you get a pin? Do you participate in that?
It's been a while.
Has it?
Yeah. Probably need to go back to base, as they say.
Got it. So you'll probably maybe just hang out, you and Sherry, and
don't know.
You don't know.
We've just been sort of clearing the decks as much as we can of the work that it surrounds next week, just in case we find the ability to get away. But we'll probably be here.
Got it. Yeah, we're going to stay home. She wants to stay home and watch TV. I have a problem watching the ball drop with Ryan. I turned to another station. I'm sorry. I don't know why.
There's a lot of different programs on, you know. I'd rather watch an old movie or something.
And that, yeah.
Or rent something or,
right.
You know, the on-demand, the free stuff on-demand on cable is pretty good. You can brush up on stuff that we're missing. You know, a lot of the stuff that we do watch is either coming to an end or restarting. So we're sort of in a slump. Project Runway was done. Survivor's done this week.
Right.
By the time this broadcast, it'll be finished. The grand finale, actually, we're recording on a Wednesday, is tonight. And we've got All-Stars coming up, Project Runway All-Stars. Right now, I'm engrossed in Ozzy and Jack's World Detour.
No way.
Season 2. The premise is, do you want to hear this out for a second?
Yeah, sure.
The premise is that obviously when Jack, Ozzy's son, was growing up, Ozzy was on tour.
Right.
And while Jack went on tour with him quite often, they didn't have the normal father-son relationship that people did. They didn't go out and do things together. And so they have rented an RV, and they started in one end of the country, and they're going from, like, Florida to Alaska.
I hope Jack is doing the driving.
Jack
Ozzy
is doing the driving. And they're stopping along the way of points of interest, landmarks, you know, Yellowstone and places like that, and getting out and enjoying nature, camping outside, visiting relatives, friends.
How old is Ozzy?
Ozzy's got to be 70-ish, I would imagine.
Wow.
I mean, we can look at that.
How old is Jack?
Jack's in his 30s. He's been diagnosed with MS. And he's, you know.
But he's functional.
But he's functioning. He's staying in pretty good shape.
Well, that's good. Because he had some problems for a while, too, mm-hmm. did he not?
Oh, they've all had abuse problems, I think.
Right. Well, the you know what? We every year, I record all the old Christmas movies. So I have, over the weekend, this weekend, we're going to watch It's a Wonderful Life.
I have to. It's a requirement.
It's a requirement. But last night we watched The Man who Came to Dinner with Alexander Wolcott. Have you seen that?
Not right offhand, no.
You've got to see this. It's just a great, great film with Bette Davis.
Ozzy is 69 years old.
69 years old. Wow.
69.
Do we look as old as he does?
No.
Okay.
Well, he's really been into it. I mean, there are things that he did to abuse himself that we haven't even thought of or wouldn't consider doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my. But it was a Broadway play. You know me in Broadway. But it was the premise of The Man Who Came to Dinner is this wonderful writer is going to speak at a house in a small town, and he slips on the steps of the people who are sponsoring it and threatens to sue them, and it's just hysterically funny. It really is. How old is the kid?
Jack is 32.
Oh my.
32 years old. Married to Lisa Stelly, and has two children. It was interesting because Ozzy and Jack had gone to Jack's wife's parents' house in Louisiana. And they are Cajun rednecks. And to see Ozzy interacting with his grandchildren and his son's wife's parents was quite the event.
Wow. Interesting. Are they all, well, obviously they're all on speaking terms.
Sharon is still his manager, still Ozzy's manager, in spite of their differences and separation or whatever it is, you know, marriage-wise that they're going through.
Wow. And she's still on The View or?
Yeah, she's all over the place.
Yeah. Interesting. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, it's got to be It's a Wonderful Life. No question.
Right.
Holds up over time.
It does. Have you seen the remakes?
No. When it first came out, Frank Capra had done it, and he was not exactly known as being a world-class filmmaker. In fact, he was known for doing sort of corny stuff. They called it Capricorn. You know, some of the movies he did. But, I mean, talking about getting a great performance. I'm a big Jimmy Stewart fan anyway. Anything that he does, I like. But talking about his performance in there when he was really, down on his luck.
He was great.
Yeah, really struggling. It was just a great performance from him. And it's just one of those things, you know. What would life be like if you didn't exist, if you weren't around to do the things that you have done in your life that other people had benefited from or had made their lives better?
Have you thought about that?
There's a lot of people. I've been in a position in both radio and in other industries that I've hired a lot of people. I've put a lot of people in better places than they were when I met them. And, I think that I've made a difference.
Yeah.
A positive difference in other people's lives.
And
absolutely.
Isn't that what we're here for?
Probably.
We should talk with Robert about that. We can talk to Robert about that. I know. I think making a positive difference, and it's a wonderful life. And watching these old movies, and I know they're corny, but...
But
they
corny
do have a
in a good way.
Yeah, they have a great message.
Yeah, I would never consider It's a Wonderful Life to be corny. I'm just telling you, it really, you know.
Oh, it's my, yeah.
It runs a gamut of emotions. It's one of the greatest movies ever made, in my opinion.
I agree. And we started 1938 Christmas Carol last night.
Oh, well, that's a good one, yeah.
And then we'll also watch, because I'll, at least I will, the one with Alistair Sims, I think.
Oh, the original Scrooge.
Well, no, that was from the late 40s, early 50s. The original is 1938. And Lionel Barrymore did radio for over 20 years, but he was too sick. He broke a hip. He couldn't do the film. Anyway. All right, we'll, where are we? Oh, Robert's coming up.
Yeah, Robert's waiting in the wings.
He's waiting in the wings. So let's go to Robert, and we'll learn more about soul ciphering here on Late Night Help. Don't go away.
Late Night Help is proud of our partnership with the EBC, the Evolutionary Business Council. Check them out at ebcouncil.com.
Welcome to Guide to the Soul. This is Robert Clancy. You are a beautiful masterpiece of celestial art. God sculpted your body, painted your portrait, and forged your blessed soul from the stardust. As with any masterwork, you may weather with age or get damaged a bit along the way. But doesn't that add to your beauty and mystique? Don't ever change who you are. You're loved and cherished in heaven, just the way you are. Of all the challenges you've faced in life, you can be only made better for them. The greatest masterworks on earth have all been ravaged by the tests of time, only to become more revered in their inherent beauty. Always know you're one of God's masterworks, meant to shine in that same way.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHelp.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. We had a good conversation just a few moments ago, Daryl and me. Or is it Daryl and I?
You have to say it as drop the Daryl and I had a good conversation, or me had a good conversation. So okay. I guess it would be I.
Well, I thought we had a good one, or something. Anyway, we go to Robert Clancy, the author of Soul Ciphers. You can go to soulciphers.com. And we're going to talk today about, I guess, listening to your heart. And you have a quote for that, Robert?
Yes, I wrote some inspirational words, and here they are. The best way to become fluent in love is to listen with all your heart. And it's always great in between, you know, especially this time of year, it slows down a little bit. Yeah, you have parties and different things going on, but people tend to slow down life a little bit. And it's a great time to listen to your heart, see what's important to you, set the stage for the coming year, aim high, and then go inward to find out what's really going to warm your heart, what's going to drive your soul to your new locations in life and your destination. So it's a great time to set the stage for all of those things.
During this time is, you know, people set resolutions. We're going to be talking with Swami in the middle of January, because by the middle of January, many people who have made resolutions, make more money, be happier, be nicer to kids, whatever it might be, they drop them. 2 weeks, done. Is that the kind of listening to your heart that you're talking about that can help you keep those resolutions?
Yeah, and also just what's important around you. It's more about what's important to you, because if you know, those things are the first part of setting that resolution, because if you have that importance to you, you know where you're going. So if you don't set the point on the horizon and you just set the plan, where are you going? And that's the importance of listening to your heart, knowing internally what is driving you. And then you can keep those resolutions much easier. Because if you say, hey, I want to be around for my kids and my grandkids, and that's my goal, and you set a resolution to stop smoking, most likely that may be the tipping factor to make you do that, or to take control of your health in a better way, or your outlook, or a change in your job, or whatever it is that you need to get there. But you have to have that core destination. It's your GPS. Where are you setting? Where are you going?
Are you listening to voices in your head at this time, at that point? You know,
it's the inner voice, and we all have one. It's your conscious, you know, that sits within. But if you listen to the one that's connected to your heart, that's what your passion, where your compassion, your passion, and your loves are, that will actually be the determining tipping factor for a lot of people.
In talking about love, and we're you know, there's several kinds. There's I love you, I love Daryl. It's not a romantic love. I want to be real clear. But at the same time, I think you guys are really important to me, and I want the best for you. I want the best for my kids, who I do love. My wife, and I love my wife. There are different kinds of love. How do we differentiate?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's everything is connected, so I don't really differentiate on that level. I think you have your intimate love, yeah, but my love is overall. I just love people. I love being around people, and I love everyone the same way. I don't differentiate in that regard. It's a different level of perspective of it, and when you can get there, everything else just falls into place. It's just a better way to live, and I'm always smiling. It's just something you can bring out to the world, and I just enjoy hearing about the accomplishments of others. If somebody's struggling, offering them, you know, a kind word, letting them know you're there, letting them know you're thinking about them, and that may be enough sometimes, just to turn somebody around from that dark place.
And talking to people and listening to people talk about Robert Clancy, they love to be around you. I just thought you'd like to know that. Listen, say that again.
That's good to know.
It is good to know. It really is. Robert Clancy, regular contributor here on Late Night Health, and the author, the award-winning international best-selling author of Soul Ciphers. Go to soulciphers.com. You can also connect to him through latenighthealth.com. I'm Mark Allen. We're going to take some time out, and we'll be back around the corner. Don't go away.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.